have Josh, but he fell ill.
Oh dear. Hope it's nothing serious.
No, probably just
all right.
Something to karmically not allow him to be in this game. He will immediately yeah, get better at the conclusion of it.
Yeah, he was pretty excited about it.
Rikitsuni, I do not think we're hearing you.
Nope.
Nope. Check that recording device.
Oh, you heard that.
You're muted.
Okay, I have no idea if my character sheet is done remotely right. How do I send you guys a file so you can check it?
What do you do? Did you do it? Where did you do it? Did you do it on Docs? Because if you did it on Google, if you did it on Google Docs, you can just share. You can just set it to share and then link it.
Or you can just tell me what you filled in.
That also works.
If you want to go the primitive route.
Yes, the like, primitive route on our
internet. The primitive route of telling someone across the country.
Just fax it to me.
I'm gonna send a smoke signal.
All right. Well,
yeah,
what have you?
Since I had no idea what things on this sheet. So what I did was I copied the Jesse Rawlings character sheet and filled it out for Jamie Rawlings.
Okay.
Because, well, they're kind of almost opposite.
Yeah.
So figure they're twins.
So you just did everything?
Damn it.
No, not everything.
Wish I thought of that.
But I figured
flipped everything left to right, that would actually work pretty well.
I figured that if he had the points balance, then... And if I kept the same number of points, then it's probably right.
Yeah.
I think when you copied that, though, that might have been before Greg told me to put in another 20 points.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Do you see the big ones? Cunning, patient, sly, open, devious, and insightful.
Cunning. Yeah.
Okay.
Sly, devious, yes.
How much have you got in all six of those total?
Five.
Five in all six of them complete. Yeah, you'll need more. Well, probably. Let's see. So that would cost you... So that's 8 points spent. So what have you got in the other six? Greed, espionage, courage, endurance, all those little ones.
Counting. 10.
10? Okay. So, yeah, you've spent 18 points.
How does five cost two? Because it cost 8. I don't understand that. I thought it was 2 points.
Because there's a free point in open.
Oh, shh. Okay.
Yeah, because you have to have one to be alive.
Thing? Are those automatic?
Are what automatic?
Aspects and powers?
Yeah, those have already been assigned. They're on your little character write-up.
Got it. Okay.
So what's the difference?
Move closer to the mic.
What's the difference between tactic and the other thing so that she knows what she's spending here?
Okay. Strategies are the big ones, which is cunning and patient and open and insight and those. Those are broad methods of how you get something done. Tactics are underneath them. Those are the little ones, and those are the specific ways that you get things done. Whenever you try to do anything, you're going to add a strategy to a tactic and roll that as a dice pool of D10s and then look for matches.
Yeah, it's so we're familiar with.
So, yeah, roughly you use your strategies twice as often as your tactics.
So I'm going to go from 20 points, which I now have, to 40 points.
Yes.
Yeah, I had 18 and I added one to a darker piece. Okay. So I'm just going to double it.
Don't start with any strategy at 5, that's all.
And isn't it 7 in the pair maximum?
Hmm? Yes.
Because, you can never...
Now it's easy. Now that you know that that's what I was putting points in. And I don't have to know what they're called. I just need to know that everything that's bold counts for two.
So, yeah, if I say, give me a sly endurance roll, that'll be, you know, however many points you have in sly and however many points you have in endurance. If you've played A Dirty World... You're probably familiar with the...
sliding.
Yeah. So has everyone played that or this?
I've run about...
Neither.
I've run about 6 sessions of this, and I still actually have to look at the cheat sheet to figure out what I'm doing.
That's okay. That's all right.
He cries a little bit.
I also have to, like, I also have to, like, have the entire book open to remember what all the powers do. Unless I copy.
Well,
unless
I've
just
got mine sitting in my lap right now, so yeah, you're in good company.
You also, yeah. Okay, I feel a little better when the person that made the game still has to reference everything.
Okay, yeah, that like totally makes you feel better.
So the deal with, instead of having hit points in this game, you take damage directly to your ability to do things. And they are in opposite pairs. So greed is your ability to take stuff from other people. So anytime you want to do something that rips someone off, you would use greed. Generosity is your ability to do to get things, you know, properly without being ethically compromised. So those are in opposition. If something happens that damages your generosity, if it's not, if the damage is really bad, it'll just scrape a point right off generosity. But most of the time, it won't be too bad, and it'll just shift a point. Your generosity will go down by one, but your greed will go up by one. So as bad things happen to you, it makes you more able to do bad things to other people. So the more corrupt you become, for example, the less you're able to nurture and care for other people and see their good side. Or the more honest you become and the more you're able to really share yourself with someone, the less you're able to be deceitful and lie to them. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on with sliding. And the idea behind these mechanics is, A, I wanted to get rid of the abstraction of hit points and replace it with the abstraction of everything else. And B, I wanted to have an organic way to track what's going on with the characters and, you know, what types of, you know, trouble they've been through and how that's affecting them right at this moment. So, yeah, your traits are going to slide all over the place and change. And at the end of every scene, you have the opportunity to improve one of your sinful tactics on the left side. And you also have the opportunity to transform one sinful tactic into a virtuous one on the right side.
And also, is the gibbering going to also be the, I guess, devil's advocate in the end of every scene as well?
Yes. So the gibbering will have to take, you know, to keep track of who has done what wrong and what sins can be increased by that. And yeah, there's a list.
Yeah, I think the character sheet has a cheat sheet for like what are valid sins. If I recall.
Yeah, the sins are very specific, but turning a sin into a virtue, you just have to be able to explain why your character wants to do that at this juncture. You have to say, you know, well, I'm becoming less cruel and more courageous because when I beat up that police officer, I felt really bad about it. And now I'm determined to stand up against the, you know, the wiles of the gibbering. Or, alternately, you could say, I'm shifting courage to cruelty because when I beat up that police officer, I'd never felt so alive.
So it's 40 points in total?
The time of life.
So, yeah, it's 40 points total, counting the free, you know, without counting the free point of open that everyone gets.
Oh, everybody gets a free point of open as well?
Yeah.
Yes, because otherwise you would not be alive.
Yeah, it's open.
Which is kind of sucks for being a character.
Yeah, open and sly is...
Oh, and I have 2 points then.
Well, I guess technically because we're all like hellbinders, you could be alive with a sly somehow.
Whoa.
Banging pots and pans together.
Just clearing up a little bit around me.
My immersion.
All right. So have we got character sheets set to everyone's satisfaction?
Yes.
Okay. So
I didn't write anything in their specialty.
That's
in the character sheet. Okay.
You don't need to worry about specialties. That's if you like want to be a jet pilot or a brain surgeon. So
sounds perfect. I love not worrying about it.
Brain pilot.
A brain pilot.
Jet surgeon.
The brain pilot is actually just one of the powers. I think who's got that? Someone's got Esther. Esther has body control, right? That's basically brain piloting.
Yeah, kinda.
Animal form.
Yeah, that's also fun.